with SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. The spotlight is on the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, and the prospects of an interest rate cut.
Powell is leaving the door open ever so slightly to a cut, even with stubbornly high inflation and rising unemployment.
The shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance.
Speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell said inflation could be impacted by tariffs.
The effects of tariffs on consumer prices are now clearly visible. We expect those effects to accumulate over coming months with high uncertainty about both timing and amounts.
At the White House, President Trump says Powell should have done something about interest rates sooner.
You should have cut him a year ago. He's too late.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is firing the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has fired a general whose agency's initial intelligence assessment of damage to Iranian nuclear sites from U.S. strikes angered President Donald Trump. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz will no longer serve as head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. The firing is the latest upheaval in the U.S. military and intelligence agencies and comes a few months after details of a preliminary assessment of the U.S. strike on Iran were leaked to the media. That assessment found that Iran's nuclear program had only been set back by a few months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street rallied to its best day in months after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted that cuts to interest rates may be on the way. The S&P 500 leaped 1.5% yesterday for its first gain in 6 days and finished just shy of its all-time high set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 846 points to its own record after topping its prior high from December. This is SRN News. Why do pastors quit? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that the number one reason for a Protestant clergyman to leave the profession is the sense that God has placed a new calling on him, 40%. Another 18% say they left the pulpit because of too many conflicts and uproars within the congregation they were leading, and 16% simply blame burnout. However, Lifeway points out that in total, only 1% of pastors actually quit their job every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration plans to deport Kilmar Albrego Garcia to Uganda after he declined a plea deal involving deportation to Costa Rica. This development follows his release from a Tennessee jail yesterday. Albrego Garcia's case has drawn national attention amid Trump's immigration crackdown. He was mistakenly deported in March and returned to the U.S. in June. This is SRN News. President Trump says he will fire a Federal Reserve governor unless she resigns. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The director of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has urged the Justice Department to investigate Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The administration accuses her of committing mortgage fraud. President Trump is vowing to take action unless she steps down.
I'll fire her if she doesn't resign.
Cook said she had no intention of being bullied to step down and that she takes any questions about her financial history seriously. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Both Menendez brothers are being denied parole in California. A San Diego parole turned down Lyle Menendez's request for parole last night, a day after his brother Eric was also denied. 3 months ago, Eric and Lyle were resentenced to 50 years to life for the 1989 murders of their parents. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Mary Rose.